You learned the Gemara Tzadik Testament Aleph. The Gemara quoted different Amaroim. Each one had a different Tanoim Amaroim. Each one had a different idea. How long will the Tkufa of Yemos HaMashiach last? So one Tana says, Abraisa, one Tana says, 40 years. Samechemi ki Yemosi Nisan. The Rebbeinu Shlom Shadim Sameachas. Yemos HaMashiach, the same length of time. The Gemara Tzadik Testament Aleph. The Gemara quoted different Amaroim. Each one had a different Tanoim Amaroim. Each one had a different idea. How long will the Tkufa of Yemos HaMashiach last? So one Tana says, Abraisa, one Tana says, 40 years. Samechemi ki Yemosi Nisan. The Rebbeinu Shlom Shadim Sameachas. Yemos HaMashiach, the same length of time that we suffered in the Midbar for Aboim Shon. The other Tana says, 400 years. Ge'er Yezarach Beretz Lalehem. Abba Meir Shana is supposed to be 400 years. And the other Tanoim, one Tana says, the amount of years that you have days in a year, 365 years. And Rashi has another guess, it's 365,000 years. Then another Tana says, the amount of time from Bereshis till Yemos HaMashiach, let's say, came out 6,000 years so far, that's how long Yemos HaMashiach will be. We'll be doing everything over the right way. Yemos HaMashiach will repeat everything. The other Tana says, no, the whole world was destroyed by the Mabul, and you started all over again, Mechadosh, after the Mabul. So you start from the days, Kimenech Zosli, from the days of after the Mabul. You start from after the Mabul till Yemos HaMashiach. That amount of time will be redone, Yemos HaMashiach. Different Tanoim. Then the Gemara, we started the Gemara. Gemara has a machloikes Amaroim. All of the Nevuahs that speak what's going to be in the future, about the wonderful things that are going to happen, so it's a machloikes and the Gemara, what that's referring to. So Rabbi Yochanan insists, Kol ha-Nevim kulam l'nisnab ha-Elohim o'os ha-Mashiach, ha-Vel ha-Elohim ha-Bo, the Pasuk says, Ayin l'Rosh ha-Lekim zu v'asecha. No one can imagine what's going to be l'Elohim o'os ha-Mashiach. The Pasuk promises some kind of a schar that no one can even imagine. So Rabbi Yechanan says that's Yemos HaMashiach, and the Gemara says, and this is in disagreement with Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, how can it be that the Psukim and Novi are describing about a Tkufa when such a description is totally different from Olam Hazeh? And Shmuel says it can't be. Ein b'ri Olam Hazeh l'Yemos HaMashiach l'shiv et malchus bilvad. They won't be chepping the Eden, but everything else will be going on. There'll be poor people and rich people, and there'll be a kin and sinner and everything, and people will die. So the Gemara says this is a machloikis Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So the problem was pointed out that a few of you pointed out the problem. There's a steer in the Rambam that the Rabbi Yosef Karo talks about. The Rambam quotes in different places. He quotes the two members of the Amaroi. One place he quotes Rabbi Yochanan, one place he quotes Shmuel. So they go, how can it be? It's the hastir. How can he quote both? So a major problem. The terutzim that they give are questionable terutzim. Yeah. One of the Rabbanim suggested last week of the Teretz that the Rambam himself writes in the end of Hilchas Melachim that we're not too sure about what the Seder HaDvarim is going to be and what the details are. Yemos HaMashiach, as Mashiach Bet Kumin, we'll see which pshat was correct. So that perhaps this is included also. That this theory also, the Rambam is not sure what's going to be. So once the Gemara is talking about this Pasuk, Ayin L'Ros Elokim Zeh L'Asecha, Rabbi Yochanan says that Pasuk in Novi is a description of what's going to be Lo Elam Abo. That no one ever can imagine that. Ayin L'Ros Elokim Zeh L'Asecha. So the first suggestion was that all the Nevi'im are talking about Yemos HaMashiach and Lo Elam Abo, Ayin L'Ros Elokim Zeh L'Asecha. There's no Nevu at all. The next Amoraim say, no, that goes on a different thing. All of the Haftoches that appear in Tanakh are only Kol HaNevi'im in the Snabu El Lebali Tshuva. But tzaddikim are on a higher madrega than the Bali Tshuva, so they are going, their schar in the future is Ayin L'Ros Elokim Zeh L'Asecha. This is the first opinion. Then the Gemara says, and this is this where Rabbi Yochanan says, and this is in disagreement with Rabbi Bo. The Amoraim had a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Bo, who's on a higher madrega, the Bali Tshuva or the tzaddikim? Why do you have to assume that one is on a higher madrega than the other is problematic? Why is that the hanocha? The premise is either the tzaddikim from birth, like the FFB, either the FFB has on a high madrega, or the Balei Tshuva in a high madrega. It's not they're all on the same madrega. Why does one have to be in a high madrega? Is a problem. The Mefarshim don't understand why. The Gemara quotes the pasuk here in Yeshaya that says Shalom Shalom Larochak Vlakorok Omer Hashem Rafasi. So it's a machloikis. Who is the Rochak and who is the Korob? Does the Rochak mean the one who used to be weiter weg from Yiddishkeit, weiter weg from the Rebbe Shlom, and the Korob is the one who always from birth? So the fact that the Baal Tshuva is mentioned first indicates that he's on a high madrega. Or should I say no? Shalom Shalom Larochak. Rochak means the one who is far away from sin. He never sinned, he was always religious, he was brought up in a religious home, he was always observant, and he never did any averis. And the Korob is the one who was close to sin, and he was misrachik from the sin. So the Amoraim both assume, since it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shom Shom LaRochak Vela Korob, it must be there on two different madregas. The Rochak is on a higher madrega than the Korob, and that's the Machloikas. Which one is the Korob and which one is the Rochak? Is the one the Baal Tshuva, the Rochak is the Baal Tshuva and the Korob is the Tzadik Meikoroi? Or the Rochak is the Tzadik Meikoroi and the Frum from birth and the Korob is the Baal Tshuva? So the Acharonim still don't see. Where do you see in the Pasuk that they're on two different Madregas? What was the Hechrich? Why not say Shalom Shalom they're all on the same Madrega? Everybody together.
That's what Rashi said.
Same Adrega. So it's against all the against the both opinions in the Gemara. What do you mean Miyashiv the Pesukim?
Ayin Loi Rasa, the other
person
who says
Ayin Loi Rasa, who says it has to go Dafka? The Gemara is going to give different interpretations on Ayin Loi Rasa Lekim Zilasecha. What is that Haftoche all about? What is that? There's a Haftoche for someone in the future that we can't even describe, that the Nevi'im don't even have any Chazon. So the first suggestion was that goes on Olam Habo. All the Nevuahs go on Yemos HaMashiach, and Olam Habo is going to be a high Madrega. We can't even imagine. Then the Gemara says, no, this goes on one who's supporting a Talmud Chacham, a Chabad of Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham himself is Ayin Loi Rasa Lekim Zilasecha. So you have other suggestions. So what's the Hechrich to say?
These
Amoraim held, it goes on a, okay. These Amoraim held, one goes on a Tzadik, and one goes on a, on the Baal Tshuva's on a high Madrega. And one goes on the Baal Tshuva, the other one goes on the Tzadik's on a high Madrega. Okay. I thought that's especially, you know, tefillah. Yeah. I don't know. So the Gemara has this machlekus, who's on a higher madrigal? Whether the tzaddik, these amoraim assume. What? He says that Rashi on the Pasuk in Novi assumes that both on the Nikma Drega, that Rashi could be going with the other opinions in the Gemara. Ayin Loi Rasa goes on Olam Habo, or it goes on Tzadik, goes on the Talmid HaChachamim themselves. So there's no Hechrich from the Pasuk Ayin Loi Rasa that you have to have different Madrega. So it's Nitan Le'yam, they're both on the same Madrega. So it could be that this Gufa, this Nekuda Gufa is a Machloikis in the Gemara, whether the Tzadik Meikara and the Baal Tshuva, do you have to assume they're on different Madregas? That half of the Amoraim assume, no, they're on the same Madrig. Yeah, the Rambam has adopted this position, that B'mokam Shabbalei Tshuva Omdim, Ein Tzadik Megmurim Yicholim Lama. They have the Tzion on the Rambam base. The Rambam quotes that line, the base in the Rambam. How did the Rambam know if the Gemara has a Machlokes Rabbi Abbo and Rabbi Yechonon, who's on a high Madrig? So how did the Rambam know to accept the opinion that the Balei Tshuva are on a high Madrig than the Tzadikim? So the Achrayim say, because the Rambam knew from a Gemara in Haloche, the Gemara Kedushin says if man is mekadesh an isha al merash ani tzari gomor, so she's a mekudeshes misafek. Even though he's a rosh gomor kol chayuk mekudeshes misafek shem mehirat shuvu libak. The fact that he says al merash ani tzari gomor, what kind of a statement is that? So we're glad that man is, let's say, a man is mekadesh an isha in the presence of two edim, and the edim are rishon gemurim kolim echayim. Crooks, gangsters, murderers, bali aver. So you say it's a Safi Kiddushin, Shem Ehiru Tshuva Believe, Mehecha Teisa? Why should you say Shem Ehiru Tshuva Believe? The Acharonim said the only time you say Shem Ehiru Tshuva Believe is in such a case. The man is Mekadosh and Isha, and he's a Yodu as a Rasha, and he makes such a funny statement, Hariyah Mekadosh, Amana Shani Tzadigom. So it doesn't make any sense. So, Ein on the Moetzit Dvarv L'Matala, what, he's just making a joke? He looks like he's serious. So what kind of a statement, Amana Shani Tzadigom? So he's a Choshesh, maybe there's a latest Asafik in the fact that he is a Russian, he says Amarash Atzinik Amar, Shema Hira Tshuva Bali. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So the Acharonim asked Akasha, but he didn't say Amarash Ani Bal Tshuva. He said Amarash Ani Tzadik Gomor. So even if he is a Bal Tshuva, even if he is Oisa Tshuva, but Tzadik Gomor is noch an a higher Madrege. He still didn't reach the Madrege. So it's a Hechrich from the Gemara that either they're on the same Madrege, either they're on the same Madrega, or you have to assume the Bali Tshuva on a higher Madrega. So the Rambam assumed like these Amoraim, that either this is on a high Madrega, that's on a high Madrega. So from that Gemara Kiddushin, he was poishe to accept the opinion of Rabba Bo, that the Bali Tshuva are higher Madrega than the Tzadikim. So if he says, Hariyam Kudesh Isli Amorash, Ani Tzadi Gomor, is Yeshul Chalam Mosayim Mona, Shem, Hiru Tshuva, believe him, maybe he's on a higher Madrega than the Tzadi Gomor. I don't know. I don't think that's not a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah? Or maybe it's just a memory in the Gemara. I don't remember. If it's a Mishnah, then it's a very strong cash. I don't think it's a Mishnah. We don't believe. Safek. Mekodesh is misafek. If he wouldn't say, like the case, Stam is Mekadesh and Isha in the presence of two Edim, and the Edim are Rishoyim. So we say Zainim Kudeshis. There's no suffix. Why should I assume that Shemi Hiru Tshuva Belibai? He's not known as a Bal Tshuva. But if there's room to create a latest suffix, because the man says Harem Kudeshisli Amarash Ani Tzadi Gomor, and it sounds like he means something. It doesn't sound like he's just joking around. So because they're Gizokt Amarish Ani Tzadi Gomor, it sounds like he's serious. So one gets the impression that maybe he was Mahara Tshuva. But we're not sure. We don't know what he's thinking. So it's a suffix Mekudeshis.
Who
said
that that's really a whole process? It's not just, you can't do Tshuva 1 second and say, oh,
it's out of government, and 45
years you've got a Russian
phone,
or
all of a
sudden, one thing
you've got to
say, come on.
Okay. Even they'll
say it,
and
everything else, still
would help. If he's really Mahara Tshuva, for sure. So we don't know. So it's a suffix. So we treat him like a suffix, Mekudesh. Yeah.
Beginning of the process.
Yeah, beginning of the process. That's what the Acharonim say.
Rabba Pu is like, you know, one of the boys, not Rabba.
Yeah, that's the problem. So this is what the Acharonim suggests. The Rambam took that Gemara in Kiddushin that's a halacha. He understood from that halacha that the accepted opinion is Rabba Bo and not Rabbi Yechon. And Acharonim, that's what they asked. Why should he take a stand against Rabbi Yechonah?
Rabbi Yechonah
That's the Machlokes, who's on a higher Madrega, yeah. What is this opinion hold? Why the Bali Tshuva are higher Madrega than the Tzadikim? In Yiddish, they say a vit, they say a vertut. It doesn't mean they're a higher Madrega. The Mokim Shabali Tshuva Omdim, the place where they will stand, they say different vits than one. So I'm saying a real Bali Tshuva is, some of the Achrenim have this also. A real Bali Tshuva is if the person, let's say, once had an Asik with a woman. So if it's both a mokum and both a isha in the same circumstances, when in the same circumstances, you're not allowed to be there. It's an isha yichud. So the Bali Tshuva are there in order to show that their tshuva is correct. But mokum is a Bali Tshuva omdim, the place where the Bali Tshuva is going to go, the tzaddikim are not going to go. They're not going to go. That's a vitz. That's not what it means in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about who's on a high madrega. So what does it mean the Bali Tshuva? Why should the mehechtes? Why should you assume the Bali Tshuva is on a high madrega? So in our generation, we see why. We don't need such explanation, because the Bali Tshuva feel so guilty over the fact that they led an improper life before, so this motivates them to be more sincere and to learn more, and they're mechayev everybody else. They come to shul on time, they show up in minyan every day, they learn daf yomi, and they put everybody else to shame. Yeah, they put the FFB people to shame. In the Lincoln Square Synagogue, they have a beginner's minyan, so they always have these Bali Tshuva are invited home to eat by the Balabatan, who are always religious, the FFB. So after many years, they had a Suda together, so after 10 years, I think, of the beginner's minyan, they had a Suda together. So one of the kibbutzes in Lincoln Square held a whole drasha, they asked him to speak, so he held a whole drasha, why we hate you, why we don't like you, Bali Tshuva. So he says, the end of the week, we're so tired, I'm so tired from the whole week, I want to go to sleep, so you keep on making us sing all the zmiris, and you keep on saying Divrei Torah on the parasha, and you look at us in the middle of davening, you don't let us talk in the middle of davening. That's what it is, the Bali Tshuva Machayiv, the FFBs, they're more serious and they take everything to heart. So that's what his opinion is. Mevakim Shebali Tshuva Omdim, Tzadikim Gemurim Ein V'Chelom Lama. Yeah. So he says, has one of the pshatim like that, that the gerim are more sincere, they're more medactic. Koshim gerim and Yisrael, because they show up to Bnei Yisrael, they're more medactic. Does the Gemara, Tesis quotes? Yeah, Tesis quotes, Rabbeinu Avraham Agir says like that. No, but he quotes a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says, when you have a chabura of people eating Korban Pesach, you shouldn't have a chabura of shikulam gerim. Because the Kulam Gerim, they're going to find a psul in the Korban, they're going to chapter. You're going to find a psul in the Korban Pesach. You have to make sure that you have a normal, regular guy there, and he doesn't take everything so over seriously. You have to take seriously, but not to exaggerate, to take all the chumras. So the Tosfos quotes that Gemara himself, and the Gemara says, not to make a chabura, she Kulam Gerim. Because the Shami Yedaktik above you, the day psul, they're going to pass on the Korban Pesach based on chumras. Yeah, simple. Why? Because the Balei Tshuva and the Gerim don't have any tradition. I remember in Washington, it used to be a fellow whose father was a Reform rabbi in Germany. Years ago, he used to live in, now he lives in Lakewood. So he was a Balei Tshuva and he felt very bad over the fact that his father was a Reform rabbi. So he used to shuckle all the time by the davening. He was known for his shuckling by the davening. And all of his children went to Lakewood and all married yeshivish, shiduchim and everything. Everything was wonderful and he was always machmer and everything. He had no family traditions. His father was a Reform rabbi. He knew everything his father did was wrong. So he didn't know he looks in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes all the different shittas. He doesn't know what's mekubal, what's the accepted opinion. The same thing, the Gerim and the Balei Tshuva. They don't have a tradition, so they have to be machmer on everything. If a person comes from a religious home, so he follows the family tradition. Now that he follows family tradition to talk in the middle of davening and not to sing zmiris, that's not right. That's against the din. But no, but there's some things we know. There's a different opinions, and the minig of the family is lahakal. We know we follow the poskim and mekel on this and mekel on that. You're not mechuyev to be machmer on everything. But those who don't have a family tradition, they're machmer on everything. So this was the beginning of the perek until now. Was basically, it started off discussing Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Mishnah started off, Kol Yisrael Yesh Mechelek Olam Habo, unless the person doesn't believe in Olam Habo, or a person doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, then his punishment will be Mida Kenegan Mida, he won't have Tchiyas HaMeisim. But then the Mishnah has, Ve'elah Hashem Lahem Mechelek Olam Habo, there are additional people, not only the one who says, Oymer Ein Tchiyas HaMeisim in HaTorah, one who doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim, one is an Apikoros, HaKor B'Svam HaChitzayim, also they're going to be punished. So until now, from Daf Tzadik till here, the last 8.5 blot Gemara, the Gemara was discussing Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then the inyan, they got to talk about Mashiach, another inyanim. So finally, they finished the discussion of Tchiyas HaMeisim and all of the related inyanim. Now the Gemara picks up a new topic. It says in the Mishnah that one who doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim, the punishment will be that ein lechelek olam habo. So the Gemara says, where is this described in Chumash that the one who doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim deserves a tremendous einish? Makes sense. But where does it say in Chumash? So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanim, we have a braisa, ki dvar Hashem bozo, dikoris ha-nefesh ha-hi. So what does it mean, ki dvar Hashem bozo? He has been mevaze, the dvar Hashem. What does it mean? U-mitzvasa hefar. He violates the mitzvahs. Bes mitzvasa hefar. Ikares. What does it refer to? Zog Digmar. Dvar Hashem is the Chumash. The Chumash is Dvar Hashem, dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, word for word and letter for letter, dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says, Zehoi me'en Torah min HaShemayim. Dvar Hashem is the one who doesn't believe that Torah is min HaShemayim. Then the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean it doesn't believe Torah min HaShemayim? The whole Torah is not min HaShemayim. So the Gemara is going to say, a few lines later, Tanya Yidach, ki Dvar Hashem Boza, it doesn't say Divrei Hashem Boza. It says Dvar Hashem, one dibur, even if he just says on one pasuk. He says the whole pasuk, the whole chumash was dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, except this pasuk he doesn't accept. He thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu smuggled that in on his own. Afilo Amar Kol HaTorah Kula Min HaShemayim Chutz Mi Pasuk Zeh Shloi Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ela Moshe Mipi Atzma Amor. That's also called Dvar Hashem Bozo. we assume that the Chumash, the text of the Chumash as we have it, Hatar Hamsuya Hamatsuya Atabi Adena Hi Hanasuna La Moshe Rabbeinu. We have, our tradition has it that the whole Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have Sveikas on a couple of psukim here and there. We have a suffix. Tzuadaka is the correct spelling with a hey, is the correct spelling with an aleph. You have other psukim with their sveikas, a suffix is a suffix. You have Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyan Ashas on Masech Shabbos has a long list of Marmakaimas, where the Masorah that appears in the Gemara contradicts the Masorah that we have in our Tanakh, not only in Chumash, and the Rimak Suvim also. The Gemara has a whole comment, how come the Pasuk has the word spelled like this, and by us in our Tanakh, it's not spelled like that. So that's a problem. You have halachas that the Gemara learns that from here in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Dav Dalit. Gemara has halachas that are learned that basukas, totefes, totefes, and it doesn't all correspond to the way our Sifrei Torah are written. So it's not a problem. We're not sure exactly what the answer is. You can't say a person is an apikoros because he's not sure. The Meforshim on the Tanakh are not sure. Rabbi Kiveger is not sure what's the correct reading. But it means on a pasuk that we have no suffix what the Masoros is. And the person, Shepet Tzuchoni, says, no, that pasuk is not given to Moshe Rabbeinu because he doesn't think it fits in. Philosophically, it doesn't fit in with the Hashkafas HaTer. He knows the Hashkafas HaTer so well, one pasuk doesn't fit in. So the Gemara says, if our tradition has it that this is part of the Chumash, so that we assume it was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, word for word, letter for letter. That's why it says Dvar Hashem, and not Diri Hashem, even Pasuk Echad. Then the Gemara says, not only that, Dvar Hashem alludes to Torah Shebal Peh, that you say orally, Dibur, Dvar Hashem. The Chumash maybe is Kisvei Hashem, the writings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dvar Hashem means, even if he accepts Kol HaTorah Kula, the whole text of the Chumash was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, but some of the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh he doesn't accept. He doesn't accept the Kal V'Chaymer. Afilu Kal HaTorah Min HaShemayim Chutz Midiktu Gzeh Mikal V'Chaymer, Mikzeh Roshova. That's already Torah Shebal Peh, so that's more Dvar Hashem. That's the Torah Shebal Peh is transmitted Ayidei Dibur, Ayidei Amira, from generation to generation. It's also called Dvar Hashem. Then the Gemara has another word. Learning, a person can learn without speaking. The Gemara says in Erevin that it's a Zgula for Zikorin, if the person pronounces the words. And when he learns, not only is his mouth involved, his eyes, when he's learning, his eyes and his mouth and his ears, all of his Evarim, and if he shuckles also, his whole body is involved, Kolas Masa Tamar, his whole body is involved in learning. So the Gemara says that it's a school of physikorin, if the person will pronounce the word. But if he learns without pronouncing the words, there's also a kim of Talmud Torah. There's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaba holds that one who is a mahara b'divrei Torah does not have to recite the Brichas HaTorah in the morning. The person wakes up and he didn't say Brichas HaTorah yet. Is he permitted to be? You're not allowed to learn before you recite the Brichas HaTorah. So is he permitted to learn like the hero without pronouncing the words? And Mechaba holds no, that you don't need a bracha for a mitzvah that you mekayim b'machshava. If you're just thinking and learning, let's say a person has avas Hashem, he has yiras Hashem, so we don't have any bracha on that. So how can we have a bracha on Talmud Torah? So the answer is, for the chelik of Talmud Torah that a person is mekayim by thinking, taka, there's no bracha. But that chelik of Talmud Torah that the person is mekayim by pronouncing the words, by saying it, so that's a maisa mitzvah. So for the maisa mitzvah, you need a bracha. That's what the Beis Yosef developed such an idea. The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Pesach writes that when you fulfill the mitzvah of bitul chametz, Rashi's opinion, the Gemara says min hatorah bebitul di al masagya. And every Pesach you mevatel chametz min hatorah genuk, no need for bedikas chametz on the midrabbanan. So what does it mean if you mevatel chametz? The Gemara says mevatel belibo bedayo. What do you mean mevatel belibo? He thinks in his mind. Rashi's opinion, Tosis' opinion is mevatel means that he's mafke the chametz. According to Tosis, being Mafka the chametz is not a mitzvah. That's like we have a harama, we do a mechiras chametz. So the original mechiras chametz is the way Tosis learns the Gemara. Mevatel belibo means you mafka the chametz, it doesn't belong to you. So shalchoy ataraya, aval ataraya shalachem shalgavoya. So according to Tosis, the bitul chametz means levi hefker. The main thing is the word levi hefker. But according to Rashi, it's not levi hefker. No. If you mafka the chametz, you're not. Rashi holds that bitul, with the rice of the bitul, the alma saga, bitul is the kiyama mitzvah of tashbisu. Taisa says, what kind of a mitzvah? Tashbisu. Tashbisu is only fulfilled if you destroy it. One time a Rav Yudah says you have to destroy it ayidei biur, ein biachomis ala b'sreifo, you have to burn it. And the other tanoim hold, hashbasasa b'chodava, however you destroy it. So Taisa says, but if you just mevatel b'libo, how can you say that that's a kiyama mitzvah? So that's what prompts Taisa to say that bitul just means you mafke the chomitz, and it's not a kiyama mitzvah of tashbisu, it's a way to avoid the whole issue about your abayimotz. And Rashi holds no. Rashi and the Rambam and the Targum Unkelis say no. Tashbisu, the Targum says Tevatlun. And the Rambam quotes the Targum Unkelis. Tevatlun. Bitul Chomets is the key ma mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Pesach, what if on Erev Pesach the person finds some Chomets? When he did the Bedikas Chomets last night, he didn't find it. And then on Erev Pesach in the morning, he finds the Chomets. So does he, let's say, when the person burns the Chomets in the morning, does he say a bracha or not? So the Beis Yosef says no. Since the bittul can be done belayv, so even if you do it bepeh, the ikar really is the kiyum shebelayv. So whenever there's no ma'isa mitzvah, there's no bracha. That's how the Beis Yosef says. There's only a birchas mitzvah when a person does a ma'isa mitzvah. And a person has a kiyum mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah, there's no bracha. Let's say a person moves into a home that has mezuzahs. He didn't hang up the mezuzahs. So the Magen Avraham says he said bracha shekedusholav mitzvah v'tzivano lodor babayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. So the later Achrenim say, we don't follow. Obviously, no one ever heard of that, Morgan Avraham. The Birkei Yosef says at the end of Hilchas Mezuzah, the Pischei Tshuva quotes, the last Pischei Tshuva in Yeridei, Hilchas Mezuzah, he quotes the Birkei Yosef, disagrees with the Morgan Avraham for two reasons. And the reason number one, he says, Mi Mosel Lola Morgan Avraham Avteach HaBrochas. The Brochas have to be composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. He says, what, the Morgan Avraham is a member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, he's composing a new bracha. Asher Kedishon of the Mitzvot Yitzvan, a lot of Abai Sheish Mezuzah, doesn't, such a bracha doesn't exist in the Gemara, in the Sefta, anywhere, so you can't make up your own bracha. And then he has number two, that Kashi can answer. You don't have to be from Anshei Knesset HaGdolah to compose a bracha. The brachas compose themselves automatically. Whatever the mitzvah is, you say a bracha. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made a takana. One should always say a bracha when one performs a mitzvah. So if you're living in a house that has a mezuzah, that's what you say. But then the main taina is the second taina of the Birkei Yosef against the Magen Avraham. He says you don't say a bracha unless you do a ma'isa mitzvah. If you have a kima mitzvah without performing a ma'isa mitzvah, no bracha is recited. On Avos Hashem, on Yiras Hashem, you don't say a bracha. So a person moves into a house. Moving into the house is not a mitzvah. If you nail on a mezuzah, that's a ma'isa mitzvah. But living in a house that has a mezuzah, you are in fulfillment of the mitzvah of having mezuzahs on the doors, but you're fulfilling the mitzvah without performing a ma'isa mitzvah. So the Birkei Yosef says, then there's no bracha recited. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes. If you're mevatel chametz b'leiv, you don't recite a bracha. There's a kiyum mitzvah, but there's no ma'isa mitzvah. The dvarim shebelev is not called a hirur, and machshava is not called a ma'isa, so one doesn't recite a bracha. So the Mechaber writes, the same is true. If a person is meharab b'divrei Torah, he doesn't have to recite Birchas HaTorah in advance. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees. The Gro holds no. Birchas HaTorah is different from all the other Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah, Taki, you don't say if you fulfill a mitzvah b'machshava. But Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. Not the same as all the other. All the other Birchas HaMitzvah is only midrabbanan. So kach tikna chachamim, you only say bracha if you're performing a ma'isa mitzvah. But when it comes to Liman HaTorah, whenever the person is learning Torah, even b'machshava, so the Shita Sagro is that even Mahar B'divrei Torah has to say a bracha. So let's say a person is learning, he can fulfill the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah without pronouncing the words. It's a skula for Zikaron, that he'll pronounce the words. But if he doesn't pronounce, he's also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Just a machloek is the mechaber and the gro, whether you say a brichas HaTorah or not. But you're certainly a fulfillment of the mitzvah. But here the pasuk says, Ki dvar Hashem boza. He's mevazah the dibur that he's supposed to do. When does a person have to do dibur and divrei Torah? When is it indispensable to do dibur? So the Gemara says, when you malam Torah l'acherim, you can't teach, you can't transmit Torah l'acherim ayidei machshava. You can only transmit liman Torah l'acherim ayidei dibur. So the Gemara has a pshat kidvar Hashem bozo. Hay Rav Meira mahaloy mitorah veina malamdo. If a person learns a lot of Torah, he enjoys learning, but he never transmits the Torah to other people. Means he has an opportunity to. So if he has no opportunity, if he has an opportunity to transmit Torah to others and he always turns it down, that's called Dvar Hashem Vaza, the speaking of the Divrei Torah. Because learning Torah, the Marsha explains, learning Torah is not called Dibur. You can do it, you can do it without Dibur. But to transmit Torah to others is only Ayidei Dibur. Then Rav Nosson says, Dvar Hashem Vaza goes Mishena Mashgiach Ala Mishnayis. Liman HaMishneh, the correct pshat in the Torah Shebichsav is based on the Mishnah. Mishnah means the Torah Shebalpeh. So Dvar Hashem means Torah Shebalpeh. That's transmitted orally from generation to generation. And if a person is not careful about learning the Torah Shebalpeh, he'll learn Taichin Apostik, Visuf Altamai, whatever occurs to him on the spur of the moment, and he won't be medaktik to understand the Chumash based on the Torah Shebalpeh. So he says that's what it refers to. He's chayv koris. Dvar Hashem bozo, he koris the koris. Mishenim hashgiach ala mishnah. It's important. You see, a lot of times when a malamed teaches children in cheder, he teaches chumash. So you can't expect, when the children are very young, can't expect that the malamed has to teach kol haTorah kula. The little children is not mechuyev, but he has to teach the correct pshat according to the tradition of the Torah Shabbat Peh. I remember there was one teacher who was teaching in one of the yeshivas ketanas. He was teaching that Eras Isha. So he said they got engaged. That's the wrong shot. Eras Isha got engaged, and Arusa is chayv skila because she's engaged. For the same money, it doesn't take so much time to explain what's Erasin. Erasin is kiddushin. In modern Hebrew, you say Erasin is engaged. It's not so complicated to explain Erasin and Nisuin. It's not so difficult. You explain what Erasin is, you explain what Nisuin is. So when the Malamed is teaching Chumash, he says Eras Isha, he has to say what Erasin is. Let's say it says in Chumash, you bring a korban chatas when you violate an aver b'shoigeh. So if the Malamed doesn't explain, you only bring a korban chatas, what aver b'shoigeh? In the Chumash it doesn't say. So some part of the Torah Shmal Peh you have to say, even when you teach little children, you have to say, when you do an avera, which if you would have done it, the mezid, you would have been chayv kores. So if you violate the avera, you get chayv chatz. Now I'm going to go into all the details, only become v'asei, not v'shevi altas, or what's v'chalek l'chatoes. You don't have to teach the whole krisis, if you're just teaching little children. But this is part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, is crucial for the pirush amilas of the Torah Shabbat Bichsav. So that's what Rav Nosson says. V'sheinu mashgiach ala mishneh. If a person learns Tanakh, he's learning Torah Shabbat Bichsav, and he's not medactic on the traditions of the Torah Shabbat Peh to interpret the Tanakh properly. So he's learning false pshat in the Chumash. That's Dvar Hashem Bozo. The Dvar Hashem is the Masor of the Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the interpretation of the Torah Shabbat Chzav. Much of the Torah Shabbat Peh is just Hoysofos, all the Dikduki Dinim. So that you can learn Tanakh without knowing all the Dikduki. But certain aspects of the Torah Shabbat Peh are crucial pashat for the Pirush Amilus of the Torah Shabbat Chzav. Then Reb Nohoroi says, Dvar Hashem Baza means whoever has time to learn and he chooses not to. He had an option to learn and he goes to the movies or he watches television instead. So that's Dvar Hashem Baza. He's Mevaza Dvar Hashem. So all of these Tanoim are all interpreting Dvar Hashem as some aspect or another of learning. Either he denies that the text of the Chumash is Min HaShamayim, or he denies that the one pasuk in the Chumash is min Hashem, afilu Dvar Hashem Dibur Echad, or he denies a kal v'chomer, Zereshav, an aspect of Torah Shabbat Peh, or he's not melameh Torah Tah, there's Dvar Hashem Bozo, he's not medactic on the limit of Torah Shabbat Peh, Efshel Alasav Gatar Ve'ino, he said, the other Tanoim, the Sigur, they say, Dvar Hashem, goes on Abay Dezor, because the Gemara says in the end of Makkos that the Rabbanu Shalom gave us Torah Tziv Alon HaMoshe, Barashi Kilos Yankim Torah Begimatria 611. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 611 mitzvahs through Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah is Gematria 611, Tzivalon Moshe. And where the 613 mitzvahs, the other two, that's Anochev Liyilchom and Piagvura Shemayim. Because if you look in the Aseres HaDibrois, in the first two it says Anochi, the Rabbanu Shalom is speaking to us directly. Anochi Hashem Elokecho. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu says Hashem Hu Elokechem. It's the Rebbe Shalom speaking directly. And then it says, or it says, how do you say? The rest of the Aseres HaDibros are clear that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, not the Rebbe Shalom speaking directly. But the first two is Nipiyag Gura Shemayim. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel Tain is. Kidvar Hashem Bozo is an allusion to specific that is kores for Avodah Zarah. Because the other Tanoim said a big chiddush. If a person has an opportunity to learn and he goes to the movies instead, or he wastes bittul zman, it's chayv kores. What? Anoinish kores. One is mevazet Torah Shabbat Peh. One had an opportunity to be lamed Torah Lachem is not melamed. It's chayv kores. That's what the pasuk says. Dvar Hashem Bozo, he kores the kores hanefesh shahi. Wow. So Rabbi Shmuel denies it. He says, what are you talking about? How do you make up a new chorus where a person doesn't learn to this capacity? He doesn't malamed Torah l'achir. He says, no, it goes on over Abba Dizar. The Baruch Hashem goes on the Dibra on the Echir Liyach on the Piyag Vur Hashem Ayin. Okay. You have sometimes misa that has no koris, and you have sometimes koris that has no misa. You have both. So this pasuk said that this koris.
Yeah.
You have the marshal maka avivim and bekala lo avivim is misa, and there's no koris. And you have sometimes boal achoisai is koris, and there's no misa. You have other mefatim, mesakteris, soch b'shem and amishcha. You have a whole bunch of people achayv koris, not chayv misa. You have a few people achayv, let's say, edim zaymimim achayv misa, they're not chayv koris. That's the Gemara earlier. There's a sugya on samach something. We learned it a while ago, a couple of years ago. There was a sugya in the samachs about the fact that sometimes there's koris without the misa. I forgot where it is already. Samachem base. So sometimes there's koris and there's no misa, sometimes there's misa and there's no koris. In order to be chayv chatas b'shogeg, it's only if you chayv misa, only if you chayv koris b'meizid. If you chayv misa b'meizid but no koris, then if you violate the aver b'shogeg, you're not chayv chatas. So this is the pasuk that says that an oved avodah zarah has koris. You're right. There are other pesukim that say he has misa too, but you need that there should be koris, otherwise b'shogeg there wouldn't be a chayv chatas. So these are the different interpretations of the Tanoim on that pasuk in Bamidbar. Kidvar Hashem Bozo, what is it referring to? Mitzvosa Heifar. What is a mitzvosa Heifar? So the Gemara says, Kidvar Hashem, the Gemara has other Tanoim. Dvar Hashem Bozo, one says it goes on Apikoris, and one says it goes on a Megaloponim Atoru. So what's an apikoros, what's a megaloponim? So the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion of that. But the whole discussion of the Gemara is working on the assumption that the megaloponim HaTorah is erger for an apikoros. An apikoros is bad enough, megaloponim HaTorah is worse. They point out that there's a Taisus Yontiv, the Mefarshim on the Anyan can point out that there's a Taisus Yontiv on Pirkei Avos, on this Mishnah, Perigimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, that the Gemara is going to quote right over here, megaloponim HaTorah, he said, the Taisus Yontiv says that the apikoros is a worse madrega than the megaloponim HaTorah. So the Acharim says it's against the whole gist of our Gemara. Our Gemara is going to assume a double portion of our care. We're going to try to figure out who is an apikoros and who is the megaloponim HaTorah on the assumption megaloponim HaTorah is erger than an apikoros. So there were Tanoim here who said that Dvar Hashem Bozo refers to the apikoros, and the other Tana says no, refers to megaloponim HaTorah. So that, in other words, only the one who does the greater Averik is going to get cursed. One who's only an Apikor is not going to get cursed. Only the one who does the greater Averik. What's as mitzvasa heifar? We're going to get to it soon. Who are the two? What is mitzvasa heifar? What do you mean? He the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk is mitzvasa heifar. He doesn't keep the mitzvahs. The Gemara understands differently. He has a mitzvah that he undoes. Nefer. He has a mitzvah that he undoes. What do you mean he has a mitzvah that he undoes? So the Gemara says that refers to Hamefer Bris Bosa. The parents did a bris meal on the baby when he was 8 days old, when he was a little baby. Then when he grows up, they used to be under pressure. They used to go, the Greeks were very, held a lot from the human body. So they used to work out a lot, and they used to be makbid on the beauty of the human body. So they held that they didn't like bris milah. The Greeks were against bris milah. They held that philosophically. The Rabbanu Shlom created man like this. So why are we trying to improve on the Rabbanu Shlom's world? The Gemara also before. The Gemara says that Tunas Rufus Arosh met Rabbi Akiva, and he asked him, which is better? Which is on a higher madrega? Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Maisa Basav Adam. So he was going to trap Rabbi Akiva. He wanted Rabbi Akiva to say, of course what the Rabbanu Shlom's daughter does is greater than Maisa Bnei Adam. Then he was going to ask him, the next step was going to be, he's going to ask him, so why do you do a bris milah? What are you improving on the Rabbanu Shlom's world? So when he asked Rabbi Akiva the question, so after Shem Fashtana, what he has up his sleeve, so he said, Maisa Bnei Adam is better. He said right away, the Rabbanu Shlom created the world and he wants us to improve everything. He made a nice world and he wants us to improve it to make it better. So that's there was a big problem in the days of the Tanoim. Many of the Edens felt so uncomfortable with the bris milah that they had, because he used to hang out with the Yevonim. He used to go swimming naked. So it used to be Moshe Harlosim. They would pull the skin down in such a way that it wouldn't be noticeable that they had a bris milah. So the Gemara has a din in Masech HaShabbos. The Gemara has Halacha, this quoted in Yeridea, that if a person once had a bris milah, and then later on, by itself, the Or HaOrlo extended, and it covers over the aver again. So the Gemara says, Min HaTorah, he doesn't have to repeat the bris milah, it's good the way it is. Once he had a bris milah, Shon Yotzei Gedem. If they cut enough, you don't have to repeat it. Right, the Mishnah. So the same over here. Once he did a bris milah, if it was done properly the first time, so then even Nimshachor Losoi, it's only required midirabbonim to repeat the bris, and it's only mitam marisayin, because people may think that he never had a bris. And then the Ramon Yerudei writes it's only a marisayin if it's I think the Ramon writes the din bris milam and atorah requires that you have to have rov of the atorah should be in his gala, whatever the atorah, that's a machlekes in the Beis Yosef, but the atorah means the whole tip of the eva or orlo. Well, the Atar means the chuta makif, the part that goes around. That's the Atar. That Atar you need, everything should be mezulah. Rav Atar means the robe of the tiny little ring that goes around, the robe of the whole, Atar means a crown. So the two kinds of crowns. Sometimes there's a crown that goes around like this, sometimes the crown that goes like this. So the Beis Yosef quotes the two perushim, what does the word Atar mean? So Rav Atar is going to have two pshotim, whether Rav Atar of the tip or Rav Atar of the chuta makif. So the Ramah in Yeridei and Hildas Mila quotes from the Achrayim that since Nimshach or Alasa only has to repeat the Bris Mila with the Rabbanim, Mitam Marisayin, as long as Shlish of the Aver is Megula, that's sufficient. If the Moil in the first, if your baby has an Ora Orlo, and the Moil only cuts enough that it, Shlish is Megula and Shnei Shlishim is Mechusa, so there's an Oro. He never did the Mila. Mila by definition means you cut off, you remove Basa Chayfas Raifa Torah. But if he first had a Mila Kedin, when he was a little baby, they did the Mila Kedin, and then later on, in later years, it was Nimshach or Losa, it extended. So then the Ramah says, you're only obligated to repeat the Bris Mila if you don't even have Shlish Megula. But if Shlish is Megula, so the people will understand that there's no problem. He must have had a Bris Mila, and then it grew back again. Well, it's not going to be that Shlish is Megula. So they'll understand it's a problem on Nimshach or Losa. That's how the Ramah writes. So the Beis Halevi writes, yeah, the whole din of Nimshach or Losa requiring a repetition of the Bris Mila, that's only with the Rabbanim Mishum Marisayin. But if the person on purpose is made for Bris, on purpose he wants to look like a Goy. He wants to cover up the fact that he has a Bris Mila because the Greeks are unhappy with it. Or whatever society he lives in, he's afraid to be identified. After the Second World War, many Jews were afraid to be identified as Jews, so they didn't perform Bris Mila on their children. They wanted to keep it a secret from the children that they were Jewish. And then most of them found out 40, 50 years later that they were Jewish, their parents were Jewish. So the Gemara says, if a person is made for Bris on purpose, he undoes the Bris Mila, that's a Chiyuv Karis. That's not Midrabbanan, that's an Issa Deraisa. That's because the Pasuk says, as Mitzvasa Hefar, he Karis, the Karis. Mitzvasa Hefar refers to the one specific Mitzvah Mila. Hefar means he undid the Mitzvah, because the Gemara, the Tanoim understood, where else do you have a mitzvah that you already did that can be undone? He shook a lulav last year on Sukkot. How can he undo the Netilas lulav? He put on tefillin yesterday. He said Krishna yesterday. What can he do today to undo the mitzvah that he did yesterday? So Bris Mila is a mitzvah that the person has that's nimshach. It's an ongoing kiyama mitzvah that he has the Bris Mila. So if he's Moshe Charlasa, he's made for the Bris, he undoes the Bris Mila that he has. So that's an Avera Deraisa.
First of all, it should be obvious that it's put there in some other respect, or it's forced to grow, or you know, some kind of operation, that wouldn't be because real Bris Mila is defined until now. No matter once you do the Bris Mila on the baby, no matter what you do the rest of your life, you can't undo that. So that's I don't care.
Right. But here, what he's doing is he's hiding the fact that he's Jewish.
But that's not to do with the fact that he was born with a Bris on him. As a fetus, he was born with maybe that's the shadow of the Bris Mila. Not anything else you'll try and do, you'll artificially create later in your life or some other way.
Okay.
So that would negate everything else that would say. No matter what you do, you do this, you do that, you don't think.
No, if the moil once did a Bris Mila, then Allah says even if the skin extends by itself, that's not called Orla Minatur. That's
or if
only
you do something to make it grow again.
Oh, right. But if he does it on purpose to cover up, to hide the fact that he has a Bris Mila, that the Tanoim say that that's an Aver Deraisa for which you have courage. Yeah.
So not do the Bris Mila, it's another form of Bizer Hashem, but
right.
Bris is just a manifestation of it in the practice.
That's right. That's right.
Doesn't the Rambam say if you have charat on a mitzvah, you lose the mitzvah on any mitzvah?
The Gemara says, yeah. If you have charat on any mitzvah.
And why does the Gemara say caution on mitzvah? You can be made for any mitzvah that you regret it later.
And Achanami.
It's possible it's a singular lotion, like the mitzvah.
Right, that can apply, you're right. That would apply to all mitzvahs. So why is it on the same mitzvah say, mitzvah say hefar? So they understood it's referring to one specific mitzvah, the hey idea, namely the mitzvah milah that he's hiding. That's right. That's the pshat.
Maybe because the mitzvah milah wants some rishayim in the time, every moment,
Pesach
Merkos. About 70 years ago, was he happy about now? That's the reason.
Right, that's the Chulas Rab Chaim Arzarua, the son of the Rab Yitzchak Arzarua, the famous Arzarua. So his son has Chalas of Chulas, so he points out that Gemara. The Gemara said that when David HaMelech went to the Pesach Merkos, so he felt very uncomfortable. He has no tzitzis, he has no tefillin, he's not talking with the Vetar, he doesn't have a Sefer Torah with him. HaMelech has to have a Sefer Torah, didn't have a Sefer Torah, didn't have anything. He was Orem in HaMitzvah, said then when he saw his Bris Milah, so he was happy. Was he so happy? The parents fulfilled, his father fulfilled the Bris Milah when he was 8 days old. So the Maharaj HaZrua writes, no, you see from the Gemara that it's an ongoing Kiyum HaMitzvah. So that's the Pshat, when he's made for the Bris, so he stops that ongoing, he does on purpose. If it extends by itself, some in HaTorah didn't affect anything. It's considered that he still has the ongoing Kiyum HaMitzvah. But if he does it on purpose in order to hide the fact that he's Jewish, in order to sever his relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom, so that's considered an aver, sheyesh bo koretz. So once the Gemara was talking about the importance of learning Torah, and learning Torah shebal peh, and transmitting Torah, so the Gemara puts in a few important words about Liman HaTorah. The Gemara says it's important to chazen. A lot of people don't enjoy reviewing. They want to hear something new. The Gemara says in the Moshe Lamad Davidayma, Lodim Shazarev Ein Akoitza, like a farmer, he plants and he plants and he harvests and he works so hard, and then when it comes to punchline, he doesn't harvest the tefillah, so it's all wasted. So what?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Ihn was it on your mind if I had a shoe syrup you better remember it. Ja, das ist ein Zeichen, aber ich weiß, ja, schon, wir hatten was nicht geschneit, aber das ist nicht so, wie es sein, ob es nicht was gesündet. Nein, das ist nicht nur sein, nur sein, aber er ist ein Surfer. Sein, ob es nicht was gesündet, es ist jetzt nach die Freie, nicht jetzt. Ja, die Welt sein, ob es gesündet, aber es ist nicht so, wie es ein Surfer. Aber man hat von Minuten trägt, wenn ein Karre, aber er weiß, was soll ich, sag mal. Na, das sind schon mit der Horben gerät und kessel, nein. Das ist Horben, warum ich immer misst, das ist dann, warum misst ich das? Yavam admin bash the raish that that is off the scan the option of the bank sits that shega lit this your hand the so khazes the yavam bash the raish that is this off the serum in that shega lit the bank is in the mark sera khamu very the get it now the shega khamu very the get it so off and the kham get the guide the mock sera khamu sera khamu the less get the it near the sir the name is fula
شنو خلينا نقول سبب الباش دتوي
ochloch mi osiori. Ma ochloch mi shvi awez es gesagt der gab ich gibt. Ich gibt's nie mehr weiter mit dir. Da auf rein nehmen es es. Hey, bald ne moch mi wieder was. Hey, bald ne zwei der gleich drauf, das sind nicht mehr meine. So man as ja achne, so du schreibe, sie heim was ne. So ne mez, ne mir so muss das so mal. So man ne. Wo du schreibe, wo mir ne. Ne ja bitte wie bald ne ja khaim as mir hat jo gleich nicht gedacht der ihr war hat ja auf den juli gesagt ich lass mich auf der in der schamel das so die der der ich sie dann da was ist ihr gibt das was ist macht das so khaim ma ma wie ich auf nehmen war nicht sind alle gesagt mit das hat das nicht dann ich auf nehmen war hat so sehen schon von das weil der mir auf matz ich post der mit post da post post ja du hast recht das ist das auf wenn ich ihr gibt das auf ist auf اخي اسلام انا مير اسلام انا ايه دين انا قاعدة ايه اسلام انا ايه مزيلا وقوك زي سيرو مين انا ايه اسلام انا سوي بدمني انخبونش دي بيت ايه خامل اوكنا الخيف تخيف ناس ايزن ساعد ناس جايد بتاخد تفيس ناد دخلو ماما نوسي ايه ويش نوس ناد دخلو ماما ونوسات ايه اسلام انا زوجة وان زي سيرو مين جدس ايه بيت ماس نتشنيه نيب دي وادش نيم نتن توف نس نيب نيم ليس ندرش نيم بوتس ماك يت ندرش نيم دلو تليس Ja, nu nu mam mit dag, des hat mir nicht gehabt, die wie mir, mir war da haben die das fertig. Khala ma so de zeit, sein so wie wenn auch müssen so. Hier de bitte. Wenn ich mas nicht war, mir die zeit sich. Die wir möchten geht da so hab schon alles sei ich ne. Ich war wir haben sind auf für die wie ist nach der doch das. Ja, eigentlich das ist nur so für die. Und mir sie de leben bloß ab. Und das so das nach kennen, nicht bis so. Ihr wollt, sie muss man ich, ihr wollt es machen, das mit ihm da. Ihr wollt mich jetzt machen, ich gehe in den Ansehen, das hört mir noch, der Lordab. Muss man ich, ihr wollt den Lordab nicht ansehen, das ist das hört mir. Der Lordab sagt, ich bin ehrlich, ich bin nicht in den Schienen, das ist ein Arzkennen. Ich bin ja gut, ich bin nicht mehr, 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 ich bin nicht mehr. Ich bin nicht mehr, 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 ich bin nicht If all we are to do it off, if we don't play with the same nation crew, with the player you get in the Klisha does. A Klisha twig is there being an off in your arm, like you should know that. If all we are to do it off, if we don't play with the same nation crew, you get the same thing there, but if you have the same thing, you know, let's start with the same thing, she ain't going to pass out with us. She ain't going to pass out with the rope, your arm, and she ain't going to pass out with the rope, that's since she ain't going to pass out with the rope, that's the same thing, 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 that's the same Seidem kochetz do. Oh, we had more girl, we should have done, we should have done, get air kwa. Oh, you're best in khat. That's it, you're best in khat, come on, I'm going to go. Oh, mom, I'll say, I'll turf in the knees down the ground. And if you give an example, you said, oh, mom, I'll turf your meekies. Oh, mom, I'll say, hey, I'm going to go. No, no, you're my, I'm going to go. So, I'm going to go, 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 I'm going Als staat ze dit cash give an example dit girl we should name dit if not up dit nas dit let me try on pierre zin up in the shell gibt's dit shit eh wa mal in the zado girl what say up you bet eh khol ma mal in the zado ma mal in the zado wo stand up this room dit girl dit shit wa mal name dit if khol dit kat swine ke sap stalu wa mal in the sap sit no going dit Wie bei der Wee Blitz ist, ich gehe nicht der Wee Blitz, ich stehe auf zu ihr, ich stehe auf die Zwei. Oh, schon ein, so, Chalam, er hat auf sein Pein, ja, ich gehe auf die Rüste, das ist so frisch, der ist nur nicht gleich ein Kopf, das ist nachher alle.
Yeah, you get on the mineral, this is the series stand at then far in, far as an airing hoof, and zero, you get in the city, you get in the city, you get in the series, you get in the mineral, you get in the city, 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 You remember, there is a dawning, you're just a man, you're 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 a man, you're